From the South Point studio. The perfect blend of sports.
But I think the Niners are going to wear them down. Detroit Pistons lost their 36 games.
Comedy.
See over under on that relationship lasting. I'm going to put mayo in the coffee.
Yes. I am beautiful.
And a whole lot of Pittsburgh.
In Pittsburgh.
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 Yeah. Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh.
Join Ryan McCormick.
That's at least two picks outside of our own in the first round next year.
For real.
And host Frank Nicotero.
And I look at the clock, I go,
Watch Punchlines live at noon every weekday.
South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service. Bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation is committed to helping our nation's heroes and their families in their darkest hours. When a first responder or veteran doesn't return home and leaves behind a young family, Tunnel to Towers supports them. The foundation pays off their mortgages and lifts their financial burdens through their Gold Star Family Home Program and Fallen First Responder Home Program. Through their Smart Home Program, catastrophically injured veterans and first responders regain their independence with a mortgage-free home, specially adapted to meet their unique physical needs. Tunnel to Towers also provides housing assistance and services to our nation's homeless veterans through their Homeless Veteran Program. They are helping more than 2,000 in 2023 because no veteran should be living on the streets of the country they signed up to protect. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good and never forget 9/11 or the sacrifices made by our nation's heroes. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
Live from the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now, to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf flow, at the racebooks and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning.
All righty. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program, coming to you live and direct from the soggy gaming capital of the world, Las Vegas, Nevada, at our home base now, the South Point Studios at the South Point Hotel Casino Complex here on Las Vegas Boulevard, your fabulous strip. We come to you live and direct from here on YouTube. We're streaming there so you could see us, you could hear us, and all the good stuff there at the YouTube. Go to YouTube and go to the South Point Studios Network, and you'll see us streaming there. We welcome you to the show on a rainy morning here in Las Vegas. We also cover the world not only through YouTube here as well. You can see us anywhere you can get YouTube around the world, but also many different platforms that we have, like the folks out there negotiating the rainy weather this morning, going to work and maybe listening to us on our radio anchor station here in Las Vegas, Sports Talk 1400 AM and 107.1 FM. So we welcome them to the show. Stay dry and stay careful out there on those wet roads here in Las Vegas. And of course, around the world, we have streaming at our websites, racedaylasvegas.com.vegas.world.global. And if you got your devices with you, your iPhone, your Android, you can get the KSHP app on there that you can listen to our shows. You can also go to YouTube, the app on your devices, and you can hear and watch us as well on the streaming here at the South Point Studios Network, and of course anywhere you get your podcasting. Simply put, however, wherever, whenever you can get us, and we welcome you to the show on a rainy morning here in Las Vegas. We're kicking off the weekend on this Friday. It is raining out there, and they tell us it's going to rain throughout the day here in Las Vegas and is going to push right through to tomorrow, Saturday, before we clear off later on Saturday afternoon. So if you have your sprinklers on, you might want to turn them off and save some water, because it'll be getting watered a lot for the next 24 hours here in Las Vegas. As far as the country is concerned, a lot of crazy, crazy bad weather action happening from the western part of Texas right up through the Great Lakes and the Northeast. I mean, they're getting slammed with not only snow up there in Maine. They've got tornado watches from Texas through Arkansas and Mississippi and on up there. So it's getting real bad there. As far as the racing today at Oaklawn, I'm assuming they still are. Just checked. And there are no cancellations set yet, but I can tell you that there is bad weather going through the Hot Springs area, so we'll wait and see about Oaklawn Park, that's for sure. And on the West Coast, well, you know, the rain that we're getting now showed up on the West Coast, you know, yesterday and parts of in the morning hours as well. So we'll keep our fingers crossed for Santa Anita. John Linda will check us in a little bit later. But like I said, as the moment, there are no cancellations out there on the racetracks that are on our racing menu today, so we'll wait and see about that. But there is tricky weather going on, not only from the Midwest and south right up there through the very tip of the Northeast. Just typical. Hey, you know, I want to get Poxicani Phil back on this show, because he said we were supposed to get spring was coming early, and I don't know about this spring stuff, because it's right now here in Las Vegas, 48 degrees. So not so bad, but 48 degrees is still kind of chilly in the morning. We're only going to get up to 54. So we're going to only have a swing of 6 degrees from now until the topper today because of the rain and coolness, and that's for sure. And I can tell you one thing right now. The wind that we had going through here in Las Vegas the last couple of days made the wind chill factor even cooler. So we will hope to make our way through the weekend. Remember, it's always fast, firm, and perfect in the race books. So if you're coming out to enjoy some of Las Vegas, certainly the sports, the NCAA action that's going on with the conference tournaments, and, of course, Selection Sunday coming up on Sunday, and all the racing action in the book, etc., and all the other action, all the other great stuff that we have. Remember, we are the gaming, entertainment, and sports capital of the world now in Las Vegas. So if you're going to join us here, just make sure you have an overcoat getting maybe from the airport to the building, and you'll be sitting on there, because it's always fast, firm, and dry and perfect here in the confines of the hotel. All right, looking ahead at remember we were talking about there were on Turf Paradise yesterday in Phoenix, Arizona. They had seven thoroughbred stakes races. Five of them were stakes races. So they had a big stakes race day yesterday at Turf Paradise. And some of the Southern California jockeys and trainers and horses went over to participate in some of those stakes races. Taking a look at what happened yesterday, the first, there was an all-stakes pick five. All five stakes races were in succession. And the first of the stakes races was the Cotton Fitzsimmons at a mile and 16th on the turf. It was an exciting race, too. Two horses went right to the wire together. They were both the favorites in the race, but the horse that prevailed was the one that Rich Eng selected for us on the show. His pick won that race yesterday, Fuerte Ventura, with Kazuchi Kimura aboard for Jonathan Thomas, paid $4 even, and was not the favorite. The horse he beat was at 3-5, so you got the win there in the Cotton Fitzsimmons. Then in the Arizona Oaks, held a little bit later, Sakura Blossom won another a race for the California Connections. Armando Ayuso won that. It was his second win of the day so far in Phoenix, and Sakura Blossom was trained by Leonard Powell and paid $6.20 for the win in the Arizona Oaks. Then they got to the Turf Paradise Derby. No points, but the Turf Paradise Derby. And in that one, EJ won the cup, went gate to wire in an awesome performance. He was the prohibitive, filthy favorite. Won easily. He looked like money in the bank. cattle on the ranch, that's for sure. EJ won the Cup one easily. Armando Ayuso was aboard that one as well. Antonio Frasu was scheduled to ride, but I guess he didn't make it to Phoenix because Ayuso took over there. So that was Ayuso's third win of the day and his second stakes race of the day. It was trained by Doug O'Neill. EJ won the Cup, won the race, and paid, are you ready for this, $2.20 for every $2 wager. All right, the Phoenix Gold Cup, the historic Phoenix Gold Cup was the next race on the card. Love My Jimmy went gate to wire. He bottomed out a good field of sprinters there for trainer Robertino Diodoro. This horse was 20-1 on the morning line, closed at 5-1, but won like 1-5. Love My Jimmy wins that easily, paying $12.20. And jockey Cario Lopez was aboard for that. And then in the final of the five stakes races, the Queen of the Green Stakes, Cario Lopez came right back and won that stakes race as well with Yankee Dollar. Yankee Dollar paid $5.40. And the All Stakes Pick 5 at Turf Paradise for those five winners paid $306 for the 50-cent play there. So it was kind of an exciting stakes race day yesterday at Turf Paradise, but a lot of Southern California influence, of course, there for that. That's for sure. Gulfstream Park yesterday, highest-priced winner paid $22.40. That horse beat Jonathan Hardoon's pick. Jonathan Hardoon had a live horse that ran second, but Ganesh won the race and paid $22.40 for Paco Lopez's second win of the day there at Gulfstream. At the Big A at Aqueduct, jockey Kendrick Carmouche had a three-bagger, winning his third and final of his of the day in Buston Bay that won the seventh race, paying $21.80, but that was not the highest-priced winner of the day at Aqueduct. Came down to the last race. This race was looked like a, you know, a bumping car match from about the 16th pole to the wire. The winner of the race finished second, but was placed first through a disqualification. So here's how it went. The horse first under the wire was Strategic Decision with Eric Hansel aboard. But he came over and bumped not only the second-place horse, but the third-place horse. Now, the third-place horse was Jerry J's Power Page Play, and I can tell you that this horse got the worst of it in the race. There were three horses on the wire. So, placed first through the disqualification was a huge long shot. Indian Quest was placed first from second. Rajiv Romero Mara was the rider there and paid $89 to win. Placed second through the disqualification was Jerry J's Play, Don Vito Vici, and disqualified to third was Strategic Decision. Big ramifications in the final race there at Aqueduct. Nobody had the pick six after the dust settled because nobody had the $89 horse. So you got a carryover in the pick six today. Five out of six paid $217.75 yesterday at Aqueduct. At Oaklawn Park, top winner of the day paid $34.60. That winner was ridden by Harry Hernandez. And a good solid day of racing yesterday at Oaklawn Park. And our man, Rich Eng, who's keeping an eye on the tournament play for college hoops and, of course, will be our point man for the March Madness coming up. His selection, Northern Carolina. Northern Carolina beat Florida State by 25 points. And all he had to do was lay 10.5 points, so he got a winner there as well. All right, on today's show, we have Jonathan Hardoon standing by. Rich Eng will be along with us, and so will John Lindo. Jerry J will not be with us, but he left me his picks, so we'll have Jerry J's picks here. Don't forget today, the Kentucky Derby Future Book Parimutuel Pool number 5 starts. It starts at 9 a.m. here in the Western Time Zone. We'll go until Sunday at 3:30 p.m. in the Western Time Zone as well. And so those are the results from yesterday. And, of course, looking at the weather today, we're going to have some probably off tracks at least. Some news. The legislation to restructure the Maryland racing introduced to the General Assembly in Maryland yesterday will have big ramifications for Pimlico Racecourse when they try to remodel that track. Of course, that is the home of the middle jewel of the Triple Crown. So they're moving ahead with the big changes in Maryland that will help Pimlico get a remodeling job there. The big buyer winner, Lajos, was sold. The winner of a big maiden race, a sprint at Santa Anita on Saturday, remember, that horse kind of like ran off the screen. Well, The head of trainer Doug O'Neill made the offer, and they got the horse. So now the horse is in Doug O'Neill's barn. Ruben Silvera is going to likely lose about 5 weeks in competition. He broke his collarbone in a spill Monday at Parks Racing. So Ruben Silvera is now going to be on the sidelines after that spill. And one last note, Hall of Fame jockey Walter Blum. Boy, do you remember Walter Blum. The Hall of Fame jockey posted prodigious numbers of wins before retiring from the saddle, served decades as a steward in Florida. He died early yesterday in Hallandale Beach, Florida, of complications of lung disease, according to his family members. Blum was 89 years old, but if anybody of the generation that saw Walter Blum ride, wow, what a rider he was. He put a horse right on the lead, and it was hard to get by him. I had a chance to see Walter Blum ride in my earlier days when I was younger in Southern California. He came out to Southern California and had a few meets there as well. So our thoughts and our prayers and our condolences go out to the Blum family, Walter Blum, passing away at 89. All right, well, we got a lot to cover on the Race Day Show here. So before we dry off and get ready for some racing in the confines of the nice, dry South Point Racebook here, we'll go to our first break. And when we come back, we'll get to the racing menu, see if there's any tracks that have been canceled between the time we got on the air and now. While I'm on the break, I'll check for you, and we'll get the latest on that. And, of course, Jonathan Ardoon is standing by as well, and our handicapper, so don't go away. We're just starting out on this Friday Race Day Show as we ramp up to the weekend. We'll be right back.
South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Right, back on Race Day Las Vegas, no cancellations as of this time, so we'll hope it stays that way for today's racing across the country. There should be some off tracks, however, across the country on our racing menu. Before we get to that, we want to congratulate jockey Junior Alvarado. What a year this guy has had. You remember, of course, he won the Saudi Cup, the $20 million Saudi Cup aboard Senor Buscador, and earlier in the year, of course, he was the rider of Cody's Wish, who won an Eclipse Award and, of course, won a Breeders' Cup race as well. So Junior Alvarado had a big year, and now he's going to be accepting the George Wolf Memorial Award. The George Wolf Memorial Award has been awarded to Junior Alvarado. It is an award via nationwide vote of his fellow riders and capping off one of the most compelling stories in racing history. I can tell you this, the George Wolf Award is an award that's prestigious among the jockeys. If you ask him what award out of all the awards that the jocks can have in this sport, they tell you that the George Wolf Award is right at the top of the list there. It is voted on by his peers, the ones who respect and believe that he has a great contribution and integrity to racing. So we congratulate Junior Alvarado for that. All right, time to go to the racing menu now of racetracks available today in the Racebook, simulcast centers, and racetracks around the country. I want to remind you, as we always do, the first post times we broadcast on the show each and every day reflect that of the Pacific time zone. We are in the Pacific time zone. We're here in Las Vegas. These will be the first post times that roll out in our racebooks today. So if you're listening in the Pacific time zone, no problem. Right on the mark. But if you're listening in time zones, an array of time zones around the world as we send our signal around the world on many different platforms, well, then you're in another time zone. So you have to adjust from your time zone to the Pacific time zone so you don't miss an opportunity to make a bet in a race because you missed out on the post time. Post times are Pacific. We don't want you to miss anything like I miss Mom and Dad. Okay, here we go. Here's the menu for today. We begin with Tampa Bay Downs. Now, Tampa Bay Downs has a super high five carryover today of $4,208. That's their super high five carryover at Tampa Bay Downs. And first post on there at Tampa Bay today for nine races at 9:20. 9:20 first post at Tampa Bay. Then we go to Laurel Park in Maryland. Laurel Park has nine races. Laurel Park has a first post time of 9:25. 9:25 at Laurel today for their nine race card. Gulfstream Park in Florida. All right, Gulfstream Park has nine races. Their first post time is 10:10. Now, that Pick 6 jackpot carryover is starting to climb again. Today, the Pick 6 jackpot carryover cash in the jackpot, $205,235 there at Gulfstream Park. Nine races, first post time is at 10:10 at Gulfstream. Aqueduct, the Big A in New York. Well, you know, it's raining here and there's bad weather mostly across the country, but gosh darn it, golly gee whiz, it's cloudy and 60 degrees right now at Aqueduct. The track condition has not been posted yet, but it's cloudy and 60 degrees right now. Their Pick 6 carryover from yesterday at Aqueduct, $21,550. $21,550 in the Pick 6 carryover today at Aqueduct. Their first post time is 10:20 for eight races at the Big A. Then we go to Oaklawn Park. Boy, I got to tell you, you know, looking at the weather, they've got some nasty weather going through Hot Springs, so we'll wait and see what's going on with Oaklawn Park. 10 races today, still scheduled to go. First post time is at 10:30 at Oaklawn today. I got to tell you, I think it's almost automatic it's going to be off going there on the main track, their track today, the no turf there. All right, Sunland Park is next. Sunland Park has nine races. Their first post time, they're all thoroughbred races too, and Sunland Park's first post time is set at 11:25. Then we go to Santa Anita. Hopefully they're all systems are go at Santa Anita. Santa Anita's first post time. Now, you remember, we went to daylight savings time, so now this first post time at Santa Anita is set at 1 o'clock. 1 o'clock this afternoon for an eight-race card at Santa Anita today. All right, Golden Gate is next. Northern California, Golden Gate has seven races today. Their first post time at Golden Gate is set at 1:15. They have a Pick 6 jackpot carryover at Golden Gate. That's $16,219. First post time at Golden Gate, 1:15. Then we go to Turfway Park. Turfway Park has a super high five carryover there. That super high five carryover, $3,792. That's at Turfway carryover in the super high five. First post time for eight races at Turfway Park is set at 2:55. 2:55 at Turfway today for their eight race card. Fairgrounds has a late post time today. Fairgrounds first post time is 3 p.m. 3 o'clock at Fairgrounds today. They have nine races, but they have lights. First post time at Fairgrounds, 3 p.m. for their nine race card at the Fairgrounds in Nolens. All right, Penn National is next. They also have a 3 o'clock post time. Penn National Super High Five Jackpot carryover, $12,781. Seven races at Penn National, first post time, 3 o'clock. And then we go to Charlestown. Charlestown races. Pick 6 jackpot carryover there, $37,683. Eight races, first post time, Charlestown, 4 p.m. And that is your racing menu for today. So far, no cancellations. All right, we're going to go to Jonathan Hardoon standing by right now. Jonathan, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How's the weather there in upstate New York?
It doesn't stop raining. No rain down at Aqueduct, so that's good news. We'll take the rain up here as long as there's no racing.
Yeah, because you could sit in the nice comfort of your home and bet through your phone app, so everything is fine.
Exactly.
All right, well, ramifications for this blackout that happened at Tampa Bay Downs for the Tampa Bay Derby and some other racetracks got some delays as well. It's still kind of rippling along even a week later, but the tote shut down after the 10th race at Tampa Bay Downs, they say, that, of course, affected the betting in the Grade 3 Florida Oaks and, of course, the Grade 3 Tampa Bay Derby and canceled the 10th and final race there. They say Amtote, which is owned by First Racing, is a technology and services provider to numerous tracks, and RCN, that's the Roberts Communications Network, provides the communication link between Amtote and the racetracks. So RCN is the kind of middle one that connects the two together. Now, they say that, simply put, The loss of their tote system resulted from circumstances entirely out of their control at Tampa Bay. Fully understand that. And they say that it was all between the communications between Roberts Communications and AmTote, which, of course, affected some other racetracks and delays. So, again, we talk about how they have to update to the 21st century, at least, the technology and the equipment to handle this, because you know, racing with all the multitudes of betting pools that we have now is getting bigger and bigger, and this goes to show you what we were talking about, that it's been a patchwork type of thing that's been going on for years, because the old system couldn't handle it, so instead of developing a new system, they put a patchwork in there, and now it's going through Robert's community. It's just getting crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, but here's the problem, Ralph. If you were at Santa Anita or on the West Coast betting New York last Saturday and you bought the ticket and they sold you the ticket and the ticket came in and you went to cash the ticket, all you did was get a refund. Now, something is really wrong with that, Ralph. If you bet a horse, or someone sent us an email about hitting the Superfecta and the Tri, and they couldn't collect because all the, like you said, the middle hub never communicated to the final place. It's a mess. I mean, really, what they should have done is just eaten the loss and pay the people, because the negative press and the negative, listen, people are going to lose total confidence in this, and that's a big mess. Imagine hitting a pick six, and it pays anything. Even if it paid $200, what's the difference? You go and collect, and they're not going to pay you? They're going to give you your money back? I mean, that stinks, Ralph. It really does.
Yeah, and you're right. With the accept the bets, and even if the pool goes down, the money is in there. What they're saying is because the tote system went down and the connection was goofed up or whatever, that they didn't have the data of those bets that were made. I guess it was either lost or it was incomplete. And so instead of trying to figure that out, that's what they said. They said the data was lost in that, in the people that
right.
bet those
the middle, right. It's like a three-way thing. Yeah. In the middle one, it doesn't matter, though. Aren't they supposed to pay the people, take the high road, do the right thing? You know, what are they going to do? Eat the loss, no matter how much money it was. People are going to come back and play.
Well,
you get burnt like that, I mean, that's just bad business.
The trust and the integrity of horse racing should always be first and foremost, because without that trust, without us feeling that, you know, the integrity is there, we're not going to place our money, make our bets. It's something that you're right. It was like an insurance plan. They should have paid off. The problem I think they had was they didn't know how to calculate it, because they didn't know how many bets were placed in those combinations that won. At least that's what they're saying.
I understand, but there still was a payoff. Part of the country got paid. So if you got paid $8 in New York, give me the $8 in California. It, again, you know, I just think it's bad business. It's not a good way to do business. I can guarantee you, if you were in Vegas at a casino and something like this happened, they would pay it out.
Yes, they would.
They just would.
They would, and they have. Because we have our gaming control board is the conduit between the players and the bookmakers that take the action. The gaming control board is, you know, operating a disseminatorship in between. They are the independent one. And 90% of the time, though, I don't think it would even get to the disseminator. Most, you know, race books in this town, at least I know the ones with integrity, like here, if something like that happened, they'd say, go ahead and pay them and honor the bet. And because it's just good for business. That's all it is. And by the way, when you're paying off players who are playing, whether it be on a slot machine or a horse race here in this, you know, in the book, they're not going to put it in their pocket, walk out the door, and never spend it again. They're going to be spending it here anyhow, and they're going to be reinvesting it in playing anyhow. So keep the mojo going, as I say.
The money's going right back into the machines. There's no question about it.
No question about that, that's for sure.
By the way, Ralph, Heise hit again yesterday. They handed down a 15-year suspension.
Yeah.
I don't think you mentioned the top.
I did not mention that. I was waiting for you to show up to mention that, because that is really something else. Trainer Milton Pineda, he's been suspended 15 years and fined $180,000. $20,000, plus an additional $15,000 for the cost of the arbitrational services by the Horse Racing Integrity and Welfare Unit. And they say the punishment was posted on the HIW website March 13th. I guess it's for the positive tests for running seven horses. Just seven horses that ran at Santa Anita and Los Alamitos. Seven horses get you 15 years, $180,000 plus $15,000 a fine. This,
well, they might as well ban you for life, because 15 years and $180,000, I would assume he's going out of business, unfortunately. Listen, if he did something that bad, fine, I get it. But I don't know what the penalties were for what. But, you know,
well, this is how they said it broke down. In addition to the fines, $25,000 for each instance, $15,000 for the arbitration cost, and $5,000 for aggravating circumstances. Who do you think was aggravated in this deal? And Pineda was also given a 2-year suspension for each of the incidences and another year for aggravating circumstances. So I guess he aggravated them. What could I say?
It's bad. It's just bad. By the way, Ralph, back to what we were talking about a few minutes ago without the payout. It's amazing. The fans and the players always get the raw end of the deal. They really do. I mean, you know, I know we talked about it, but it's just aggravating how if you have a winning ticket and you can't collect, who's getting hurt? The player's the only one getting hurt.
I believe you, as well as I, played in those races at Tampa that day. And, of course, with the race-over-race ones, the pick fours and pick fives, they refunded money, I guess, because when I woke up the next morning, I had a lot more money in my account than I left with when the day ended. So at least they refunded our money. But, yeah, we were back playing. You were back playing. I was back playing. All the other people were back playing the next day. And the folks that were down there in Tampa had to go back to the track to see if they can get paid off the next day.
Yeah, it was a 2-day bet, and they didn't tell you about it before you made it. But bet today, get paid tomorrow.
Anyhow.
That's the new slogan.
it's a crazy thing, that's for sure. But they do have to address the inadequacies and the Neanderthal system they got. Not the system itself, but the equipment they have now that they're trying to patchwork together.
It's antiquated.
Yeah.
The problem is, Ralph, it's going to happen again. That's the problem. You know, it's going to happen again. If it happened, it will happen again.
And the other problem, Jonathan, the other problem is this. If they say, okay, we're going to do a multi-million dollar, billion dollar, whatever it is, system across to all the racetracks and make one big hub, blah, blah, whatever it's going to be to correct it, that money is going to trickle down to you-know-who at the end.
Yeah.
Yeah, the customer. We're going to pay for it one way or the other. All right. Anyhow, we are customers. We're going to play anyhow. It doesn't matter. You had a couple of nice live horses yesterday. They didn't get there, but still all in all, they were live. That's for sure, Jonathan. And what are we doing today?
Well, let's look at Aqueduct's seventh race to start. It's a mile on the main track, and I like the number three horse in here, Proven Hope. This is a 5-year-old gelding from the Eddie Barker barn. He-Man Harkey aboard to ride. He's listed at 4-1 on the morning line. He's really in the best racing shape of his career. Should get a great setup in here. I like number three, Proven Hope, 4-1 on the morning line to win today's seventh race out at Aqueduct.
All right, seventh race at Aqueduct, number three, Proven Hope. We hope he's a proven winner today. The three, Proven Hope, with Mr. Harkey aboard, is at 4-1 on the morning line, seventh race. The three horse in the seventh race at Aqueduct. All right, and where are we going next?
Let's go to race six at Santa Anita. And again, I guess turf is in question, but this selection is either for turf or dirt. I like the number two horse in here, Isa Court, a 6-year-old mare who was claimed two starts back by trainer Bob Hess. Ride a switch today to Edwin Maldonado. She's listed at 6-1 on the morning line. With Maldonado aboard, I think this horse, he's going to be a lot more aggressive on her. I think she's going to be forwardly placed. And I like number two, Isa Court. 6-1 on the morning line to win today's sixth race out at Santa Anita.
Sixth race at Santa Anita, number two, Isa Court, the two and the sixth, Jonathan Hardoon's play, turf or dirt. And you know if they put Mr. Maldonado on it, he's going to get her out of the gate in good shape and roll right from the beginning Otherwise, sometimes you wouldn't put Maldonado on the horse. He is just exceptional out of the gate and getting horses on the lead. And so that's what you expect to happen today, right?
Correct.
Okay, so sixth race, the two. All right, you got full sheets now. Jonathan's got full sheets for Santa Anita, Aqueduct, Gulfstream, and Oaklawn Park.
Correct.
All right. And, of course, on the screen now they can see it. They go to Jonathan's website, but you can recite that for the folks listening.
JonHardoon.com.
All right. Enjoy the rest of your day, Jonathan.
I certainly will. Thank you, Ralph.
Okay. All right. We'll talk to you tomorrow. All right. We're going to roll on. Next comes Rich Eng. He's been taking a look at all the hoops action for us and just exciting stuff on the court, day in and day out. That's for sure. So don't go away. We'll be right back.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation is committed to helping our nation's heroes and their families in their darkest hours. When a first responder or veteran doesn't return home and leaves behind a young family, Tunnel to Towers supports them. The foundation pays off their mortgages and lifts their financial burdens through their Gold Star Family Home Program and Fallen First Responder Home Program. Through their Smart Home Program, catastrophically injured veterans and first responders regain their independence with a mortgage-free home, specially adapted to meet their unique physical needs. Tunnel to Towers also provides housing assistance and services to our nation's homeless veterans through their Homeless Veteran Program. They are helping more than 2,000 in 2023 because no veteran should be living on the streets of the country they signed up to protect. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good and never forget 9/11 or the sacrifices made by our nation's heroes. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Alrighty, we're back on Race Day Las Vegas, and before we get up to Rich Eng, just want to remind everybody out there that our UNLV team, the women's basketball team here, won the Mountain West Championship, and our men's basketball team, the Runnin' Rebels, did not win last night. But they covered, which means the folks who bet them still won their bet, but the UNLV did not win last night. Alright, time to go to Rich Eng standing by. Richie, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ralphie.
Well, you know, there's been, it looks like the top teams from yesterday all kind of cruised and did their job. North Carolina was your pick. We laid 10.5 points, but they won by 25 points, so it was really an easy win.
Yeah, they took care of business. You know, another number one seed, the UConn, took care of business.
Yeah.
Houston, number one seed, they took care of business. So, yeah, a lot of the top players are rolling pretty well.
Yeah, no squeakers yesterday, at least from the scores that I saw. Plenty of tournaments, though, up and down the docket yesterday, like you said, from early morning to late at night. I would imagine that we're getting into the nitty-gritty now today and tomorrow, and, of course, Sunday, the selection show. And right now we're getting into almost the championship playoff as far as the tournaments are concerned. And today it should be a little bit less of a roster, but certainly more important games, I would think.
Oh, yeah. Yesterday I mentioned there were 52 games. It was the busiest day of the week. Only 26 of those teams continue, Ralph. So, yeah, there's the schedule gets less and less until we get to Sunday. We're a handful of championship games. But, you know, the games are really exciting. As I mentioned, they're like a game seven of a championship series. You win and you continue. You lose, you go home.
Yeah, no question about that. That's for sure. We'll get your hoops pick in a minute. Got to tell you, that win at Turf Paradise yesterday in that stakes race that you gave out on the show was a solid win. Boy, what an exciting race that was. and you get the victory by photo finish. But you know, in this business, a nose is as good as a mile. That's for sure. Nice win yesterday at Turfway Park. I'm sorry, at Turf Paradise. Keep saying Turf. Turf Paradise.
I love coming on the show, Ralph, and going 2 for 2, just like any of the handicappers.
Yeah. You were the man yesterday on the show, that's for sure. All right, Richie, what are we doing with the hoops today?
Well, I tell you what, I was watching a game last night while I was doing some work in my office. I was watching Colorado play a fundamentally sound Utah team, and Colorado just absolutely dismantled them. They have one of the highest IQs of any team I've seen all season long, and they put stats showing that they're one of the best shooting teams, free throws, field goal percentage, three-pointers, and it's because they don't settle for shots. They try to generate high-percentage shots. So I really like them to win right back. They play Washington State in the late game tonight here in Vegas. They're -1.5. Let's go with the Colorado Buffaloes, -1.5 over Washington State.
All right. Solid team, as you witnessed, comes right back. Colorado, a small favorite, but you think they're going to win by more than a bucket anyhow. So Colorado, -1.5 is your play in the college hoops. And, of course, we turn up the burner after Sunday's selection show for March Madness. And, by the way, they're going to have a big March Madness party here in Las Vegas, and certainly the biggest one right here at the South Point Casino Complex here in the exhibition hall. That seats between 800 and 1,000 people. They're going to have big screen TV set up just like they did for the Super Bowl and for the Kentucky Derby. It's going to be set up great. You have betting windows, food and beverage, discounts and deals, etc. It's going to be, and it's all free. So just come on out and enjoy the games all day long, the Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday of the first week of the big college hoops action, that's for sure. All right, Richie, we had a winner yesterday at Turf Paradise, so let's have another winner today at Santa Anita.
Okay, I do tip my cap to the South Point. They do it old school Vegas style. It's free, everything you talked about.
Yeah, and it's great. Party. I mean, if you take a look at the local newspaper here, or just go to the South Point website, you'll see the big banner of all of the deals they got as far as the days that the exhibition hall will open, the seating capacity there, the big screens, betting windows, and the food and beverage deals. It's all on that single page there. So, yeah, they're doing a great job. First thing you have to do, the first time you take any money out of your pocket, is either to make a bet or get a food or drink at the there, that's for sure. And it will be at ridiculously low prices, I can tell you that. All right.
Race 1 at Santa Anita. It's 1 1/8 on the grass. The rails out 10 feet. Let's go with the number 2 horse, Circle of Trust. This horse has been a rare Philip D'Amato underachiever on the grass, but I like the fact that Flavion Pratt rides right back. This horse showing some improvement. I think this is a soft spot, Ralph, so let's go with the 2. Circle of Trust in race 1.
All right, first race at Santa Anita. Remember, with daylight savings time now, the first race post time is 1 o'clock this afternoon, 1 o'clock. Richie likes the 2, Circle of Trust. The 2 Circle of Trust in the first race at Santa Anita. Don't forget, Richie does have a full sheet of handicapping for Santa Anita today, and it's right at the RaceDayLasVegas.com websites. Thanks a lot, Rich. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Hey, thanks, Ralph. Good luck, everybody.
All right. Now, I'm going to stay right here for just a second before we get to John Linda, because, you know, Jerry Jackowicz is not going to be on the show today. He sent me his 2 picks. Ironically, his pick at Santa Anita is the same one that Richie gave us. So we got Richie and Jerry J landing on the same horse, first race number 2, Circle of Trust. That's Jerry J's play at Santa Anita today in the first race, the 2, Circle of Trust. So we got a good housekeeping seal, handicapper's seal of approval, at least, from this show on number 2, Circle of Trust. Now, Jerry's link-up horses in that first race include the 1, 4, 5, and 6. So you have the 2 over 1, 4, 5, 6, and reverse for Jerry J's play, and that in the first race at Santa Anita. And quickly going to Aqueduct for Jerry's play at Aqueduct. At Aqueduct, Jerry comes in the 7th race, and again, He's in the same race with Jonathan Hardoon this time. And, however, he does not pick the same horse. So now we've got a Sirocco play in addition to the Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval play. So in the seventh race, Jerry Jackowitz at seventh race at Aqueduct likes number 7, Cloud Forest. Number 7, Cloud Forest is his play. He likes and links it up with numbers 2, 3, and 8, and reverse 2, 3, 8 with the 7. The 7 is his key. Now remember, Jonathan gave us the 3, Proven Hope. So it's within the link-ups of Jerry's play as well. But the Sirocco play will be the box, the exacta box and trifecta box, with 3-7 over 2-3-7-8, the exacta box, 3-7 in the seventh race. So those are Jerry's plays. Now, although he's not with us on the show, his selections, the Jerry J. Power pages for both Aqueduct and Santa Anita, available at his website. All right, we'll be right back with John Leno to wrap up the show. So don't go away. We're still cranking along on your Friday Race Day show in a nice, dry studio. We'll be right back.
From the South Point Studio. The perfect blend of sports.
But I think the Niners are going to wear them down. Detroit Pistons lost their 36 games.
Comedy.
See over-under on that relationship lasting. I'm going to put mayo in the coffee. Yes.
I am beautiful.
And a whole lot of Pittsburgh.
In Pittsburgh.
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 Yeah.
Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh.
Join Ryan McCormick.
That's at least 2 picks outside of our own in the first round next year.
Oreo.
And host Frank Nicotero.
When I look at the clock, I go,
Watch Punchlines live at noon every weekday.
South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service. Bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
The Race Day Las Vegas Show, the only exclusive daily local media racing information source in Las Vegas.
All right, telling you about the Race Day Las Vegas shows. We're on 5 days a week, Wednesday through Sunday, from 7 a.m. Pacific time to 8 a.m. Pacific time. And, of course, other great shows on this South Point network on the YouTube position there. Punchlines, that'll come up with Frank Nicotero 5 days a week, Monday through Friday. So catch the last one for this week right now today here from noon to 1 o'clock. And then, of course, you have Sports by the Book. 7 days a week, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4. Saturday and Sunday expanded from 8:30 to 10 a.m., and they'll be loaded with all the good stuff for the March Madness, that's for sure. And don't forget, on Thursdays, if you're a fan of auto racing, great show, Gone Racing with Brendan Gaughan, on Thursdays at 10 a.m., all on the South Point streaming network at YouTube. Great stuff, that's for sure. All right, let's go to John Linda right now. John, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How you doing?
Doing fine, my man. Now tell me, where all systems go in Southern California today? Because it's been raining here since about 3 o'clock in the morning here in Las Vegas, and it ain't going to stop all day.
No, we're good to go. The main track is open for training at Santa Anita. We had a lot of wind yesterday, enough where about 8:30 yesterday morning they actually called off the training. It was really blowing. So we didn't get any rain that I know of, and there are workouts already being recorded at Santa Anita, so we are good to go.
Well, let's put it this way. Even Velcro on the saddle wouldn't keep those riders in the morning on those horses with the way the wind was blowing there yesterday. So, yeah, that was a good move there, that's for sure. Glad to see all systems are go today at Santa Anita. John, before we get into what's going on in Southern California selections today, the Daily Racing Form on Fridays now has what they call a Derby Watch list on a page in the Racing Form, and they keep track of what they believe the top horses are for the Kentucky Derby, and we have that list, the Daily Racing Form Derby Watch list that comes out and updated every Friday. Top of the list is Sierra Leone, Chad Brown's trainee. His next stop is going to be the Bluegrass at Keeneland. Sierra Leone was at the top in the points leader, but now he's in fourth place at 55. Timberlake is second on the Derby watch list, and his next start might be the Arkansas Derby, the Bluegrass, or at Keeneland. So they haven't decided yet with Timberlake. He's at the top of the points list, the point standings, with 66. Then you have Deterministic, Christopher Clement's horse. They're undecided with his next start. Of course, he last race and won the Gotham. Deterministic has 50 points on the leaderboard. Doorknock is next. Of course, Danny Gargan trainee. Most likely will either be the Florida Derby or the Bluegrass for Doorknock. And Doorknock is second on the list of leaderboard list at 60. Then we have Fierceness, a horse who's been kind of disappointing. He's got to get back on track. Todd Pletcher is pointing him for the Florida Derby at Gulfstream. Fierceness has 36 points. Forever Young, a nice winner by a head, but still won the Saudi Derby in Saudi Arabia. He's going to stay over there and run in the UAE Derby next at Maidan. Then you got Mystic Dan, who has 21 points. They believe after that win in the Southwest, he's going to stay there at Oaklawn and run in the Arkansas Derby. You have Track Phantom, who will be next going in the Louisiana Derby after finishing second by about a half a length in the Risen Star. Of course, Track Phantom has points. He's right now in fifth place with 55 points. And then you have Catching Freedom. Catching Freedom last race and was third in the Risen Star, and he will go next in either the Louisiana Derby or the Arkansas Derby, and that is the top 10 out of the top 20 on the Derby Watch list for the Daily Racing Form. Those guys do a great job in trying to keep in track of those horses, and it seems really odd to see a Derby Watch list of the top 20 and not a Bob Baffert horse.
Well, unfortunately, that's been the case for a couple of years now. One thing you notice about this top 10, the majority of these horses have enough points to get into the Derby already, so they can kind of set their schedule to try and just get to the race the best way they can. A couple of notes for you, Ralph. Number 8 on the list, Track Phantom, he did not work last weekend, which is unusual for Steve Asmussen, so we're kind of monitoring to see when he works to get to that Louisiana Derby, but when the rest of the Asmussen three-year-olds worked over the weekend, he did not. And the one horse in that top 10 that needs points, number 10, Conquest Warrior, has not run against stakes horses yet. He'll get one shot. That's the Florida Derby. So that is an extremely important race for Conquest Warrior, who has won at a mile and eighth in an allowance race down at Gulfstream.
Yeah, no question about that. That's for sure. What about the exchange with Doug O'Neill getting that super horse that won the other day at San Anita?
Yeah, Vlahos is the horse. He got a 98 buyer speed figure winning his debut last weekend at Santa Anita. I heard there were quite a few offers on the table. Doug O'Neill was the winning bidder, so the horse was transferred to the O'Neill stable on Tuesday. We'll see where he goes now. Now, he ran fast going 6.5, but the way he did it, I don't think he's going to have too much of a problem at least getting a mile or you know, some type of two-turn race. We'll see where they go now, but I thought he was impressive, and he beat a good field. I thought that field was loaded.
All right, we've got about a minute to go before the end of the show, but I want to quickly shoehorn in here your thoughts about the really heavy penalty for Martin Pineda.
Well, there were 7 violations, 2 years for each violation, another year for aggravation, 15 years, and basically he's out of business as a trainer.
Warranted?
You know, I would guess so. I don't know the medication that he had a positive test for, but when you have that many violations in a short period of time, he had the chance to prove contamination or it was in some kind of substance he was using. But he didn't do it, so it's on him.
All right. John Lindo's Linda Report for today is available right here at the South Point Racebook free of charge. And, of course, it's for Santa Anita today. John, your Santa Anita sheet is here. Picks in all the races, a suggested late pick 4, and, of course, all the goodie information as well. We don't have time to go over the jockey trainer standings. We'll try to squeeze that in tomorrow. But for today, we're going to go right to a pick, buddy.
7th race, Santa Anita, number 5, Special Club, ought to get a fast pace to set him up today. He cuts back from a route, adds blinkers, and I think the race shape is really going to help him. 4-1 on the morning line, number 5, Special Club, race number 7. Santa Anita.
7th race at Santa Anita today. John Lindo's pick, number 5, Special Club. The 5 in the 7th race. Don't forget John Lindo's Linda Report. The comprehensive report available here at the South Point Racebook, every Southern California racing day, and then some, certainly for the races. It's free of charge only. You can only get it here in Las Vegas at the South Point Racebook free of charge because they love horse players, and they also love John Lindo as well. Well, John, Jerry's not here, so you're designated to do it. One more thing to say.
Have a great race day, everybody.
All righty.